What's up, Grace Girls? Welcome to the Allow Yourself Grace podcast, where we focus on helping Black women change their lives by discarding negative thoughts, pivoting in the right direction, and shifting their mindset through cultivating a trauma-free lifestyle. I'm your host, Courtney Kristen, educator, content creator, life coach, counselor, and mental health enthusiast living in Houston, Texas. I created the Allow Yourself Grace podcast because I wanted to create a space for Black women to share their thoughts, feelings, and stories that make them who they are without fear of judgment. Allow Yourself Grace provides emotional support and encouragement within the Grace Girls community for women in need of non-biased opinions from women other than family and friends. Personal development, self-care, career, faith are among many of the topics we will discuss on this platform. Allow Yourself Grace podcast is here to encourage Black women to live unapologetically and thrive in being authentically who they are and were designed to be, an entire vibe. No topics are off limits. We will cover it all. Now, grab a notebook, pen, sit back, and enjoy the show.
What's up, Grace Girls? Welcome back to another episode. And as you can see, I'm sitting here alone today, closing out the season finale of season two. And I am so happy to be here and just able to, now I can just chat with you guys for a little bit, just to kind of review the season. So I started back in January. And I closed out season one, and so I did all of those episodes by myself. And then season two, we brought in some phenomenal guests that brought you some great info, some great inspiration, and there will be more to come. There will be more to come in season three. So super excited about that. If you guys could do me a favor and please leave me a comment down below and let me know what you thought of the first two seasons. I'm trying to mix it up a little bit. I know that you guys like to hear from the guests and you also like to hear from me. So we're gonna mix it up. We're gonna keep the vibes going. One of the things that resonated with me when I thought about this season was just knowing your worth. Knowing how valuable you are and how valuable you are, not only to yourself, but to those around you, your family members, your friends, your people that you encounter on a daily. And so if you have something that you want to do, like, just do it. Don't think about it twice. Don't think about, I don't know, I'm going to start 2 months from now, or don't spend so much time in the research phase and like overthinking it that you don't do it. And I'm saying that from experience, because that was me. I spent so much time in the research phase, like, I don't really know how I would do by myself. I don't really know how I would carry my own podcast. But whatever it is that you want to do, it doesn't necessarily have to be podcasts. But just do it. I'm so happy that, you know, I took a chance and stepped out on faith and did it, because I'm enjoying it. I'm loving every minute of it. I'm loving the people that I'm meeting while doing it. I'm getting better. I started off like still trying to figure my little way out. And, you know, I'm still learning and evolving, but I feel like I've evolved over the past two seasons. And so I just only want to get better. Don't worry about not having everything together. All right. Don't worry about not having everything together. Don't worry about not having all the right things, the equipment, the money. Like, just start somewhere. And anything you do is going to take sacrifice. And so if you're not really to sacrifice anything, whether that be time, money, whatever it may be, if you're not willing to sacrifice, then there's no need to start anything, because everything that you do takes sacrifice. It takes hard work. It takes dedication. It takes getting up and making it happen. Like, even if you have to make yourself like a list and you just have to work from that list for a little bit, like, okay, let me tackle this first. Let me tackle this next. It's okay, because you've started and you're taking steps towards reaching that ultimate goal. And that's what's most important. So what I've been finding lately is like talking to certain people, and my husband and I have been going to a lot of like networking events, and we're starting to meet people that are in business, or maybe they have their own podcast, or maybe they aspire to have their own podcast or their own business. Most of them that we've encountered, it's like they want to do it, like they're still in the planning phase. They want to do it, but it's still this little bit of fear inside of them that's stopping them from doing it. And so that's the fear that I'm talking about, that little feeling inside of you that you get whenever you get ready to start something or you're kind of unsure of something. It's like an uneasy feeling. That feeling you need to suppress, and you just need to focus on what's in front of you and what you really want to do. Because if you give in to that feeling, you're never going to do it. You're never going to do it. You're always going to be scared. You're always going to be limited. I was listening to another podcast earlier this morning, and she was just talking about how, you know, she spent her life being scared to do things. Like, there are certain things she wouldn't do because she was scared of the outcome. But to be honest with you, everything we do, we don't know the outcome. When we get in our car and drive every day to our destinations, we don't know the outcome of what can happen. We may not make it back. You know, these are things we just don't know. And so it's the same way with your goals. Like, you're not going to always know the outcome. But when you have the end goal in mind, that's what matters the most. When you keep the end goal in mind and you start, that's what matters the most. And staying consistent. Staying consistent at whatever it is that you're doing. Keep going. Get up every day and work toward the goal. Before you know it, it will be accomplished. Just bits and pieces and breaking it down. Another thing that I wanted to talk about was just allowing other people to pour into you. I've had some great people on this past season too, and a lot of them have been doing their thing for a while. Some of them have brands, you know, some of them are doing different things, some of them were authors. And so it not only allowed me to have them on as guests and, you know, to get you guys more engaged in the podcast, but it also, I feel like God sends people to kind of pour into you a little bit. And so on a few of those episodes, I felt like they really helped me push toward my goal. So you never know, like, when God is sending somebody into your life to help you push toward your goal, whether that be maybe they give you a word of inspiration, or maybe they give you something to aspire to. Those are the types of things that things in people you want to make sure that you're placing yourself around at all times. Positive people, positive things, and positive vibes, they don't have a choice but to come your way. The next thing I want to go into from this season was really allowing God to open my heart to see people in a different light, to see people how he sees them. And so I just believe that God sees all of us with a pure heart. And I'm learning along the way to do that more. It's to just be more open-minded, not be as closed-minded to ideas and things that could possibly help still push you towards your goals. Be open-minded. Don't be closed-minded all the time. Like, we don't always have the right answers, but sometimes we can talk to other people and get ideas from other people, and that light bulb goes off immediately. Like, oh, I got it now. Oh, ooh, I thought of this. And so being around people and networking kind of really helps you get your wheels going more. And sometimes it makes you realize how much work you have done, when you start getting around other people, you're like, oh, I really have done a lot of work. And so we don't give ourselves enough credit sometimes for the things that we've accomplished. And so I want you to take a moment to stop and really reflect on the things you've accomplished so far this year. What quarter are we in? Hey, we're behind. Faye's behind the camera, y'all. What quarter are we in of the year? Two. We're in the second quarter of the year. So I want you to think about the first quarter of the year where we started and kind of where you are now in Q2. A lot of us, it took us a little moment to get started. We didn't start in January. We didn't start in February, and that's okay. But write down what you've accomplished these past few months. The year's not over. You still have time. Even if you need to reset, you still have time. The next thing I want to talk about, and I kind of talked about this just a few minutes ago, but I'm going to go a little more in depth, is the company you keep. The company you keep is so imperative to your success. Just because you're comfortable doesn't mean that those are the right people that you should be around. It's comfortable, things that are familiar are comfortable for us, right? It's comfortable. We're used to it. It feels like home. We don't have to put on a facade. We don't have to, you know, do extra because it's comfortable. Being around those people is comfortable because most of the people that you've been around all your life, a lot of them are complacent. I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them are complacent. And what do when we feel uncomfortable? We go back to comfortability. We go back there. And we dwell in that place. But when we're in that zone, we don't grow. So take some time to really assess and think about also the company that you keep. Are they helping you push towards your goals? Are they adding value to your life? The next thing is changing your environment. You know, changing your environment is a big deal. Many people, and we talked about this season, I talked about this with some of my guests. Many people are still living where they grew up. And I'm not saying anything's wrong with that, but a lot of times that plays a big role on how you interact, the progression of your life, how things are going in your life, how you raise your children, how you are in a relationship. The environment around you plays a big role in that. And so sometimes you may have been in a small place for too long. It may be time for you to expand. And so think about where you are, where you're going, and what you would like your life to look like in 5 years. And so just because you grew up in a place doesn't mean you have to stay there. Just because your family's there doesn't mean you have to stay there. If it's not viable to you and your growth and where you're going, then we need to think about changing that. We need to think about changing the environment. Another thing that I've noticed this year is how many people have negative mindsets. I'm starting to understand why everybody that's in business and everybody that, I mean, anything that you do, any courses that you take, any networking events that you go to, everyone starts with mindset. And I'm naturally a self-motivated person. And so mindset has never been like a big thing to me because I already kind of had the mindset of what I wanted to do and I was determined. But what I'm finding is that a lot of people don't have that mindset. They don't have a positive mindset. And so they have all these goals, these dreams and aspirations, and a lot of them change depending on the environment that they're in. They have these dreams and these goals, but it's like they need people to push them. They need people to motivate them. One day they're motivated, the next day they're not. one day they're happy about getting started, the next day they're not. You know, they have all these excuses for why they haven't started, or why they haven't done this and why they can't do that. They don't have time. They don't have money. It's too time consuming. They don't want to take the time to learn. They rather pay somebody to do it for them. When you're in the beginning stages of something, that's when you really need to dive into it and you need to know the ins and outs, especially if you're in business. If you're in business, you need to know the ins and outs of your business. You need to know how it works. If you need to be the secretary today, you need to be the secretary today. If you need to be the accountant today, that's what you got to do. You need to know the ins and outs of your business. There's no way you should have a business and you don't know how to run every single part of your business. And I honestly just feel like people don't want to take the time to go through the process. They just want to get to the prize, or they just want to get to the end goal. So I want to have a $1 million company in 6 months or 3 months. Sometimes it works like that for some people. Sometimes it doesn't. But what I'm saying is everybody has to go through the process. Like, nothing's coming overnight. Nothing's going to come without work, without sweat, without tears, without doubt, without fear. Nothing's going to come without it. And so when you're planning out these goals and you're seeing people and you're starting to develop all these aspirations, just know that if your mindset is not positive, if your mindset is not a mindset of a go-getter, it's not a mindset of I have to make this shit happen, then it's probably not going to happen. If your mindset is, man, I can't do this because nobody's helping me, I can't do this because I'm in this situation. Like, you're in a situation because you did something to put you in a situation, right? So now I need you to do something to get yourself out of the situation. Stop playing the blame game, like, oh, nobody's helping me, and, you know, everybody wants to charge. Yes, when you're in business, everybody wants to charge. When you're trying to do something, you have to pay. Like, there's some sacrifices that you're going to have to make. Like, even if you want to start a podcast, you have to have some type of equipment. Like, you can use your phone, great, but that's still a purchase. You had to buy your phone, right? You have to pay to be on Apple. Like, these are things that you just have to do. Everybody wants everything free. Everything. Not necessarily just in business, but you want everything free. And it just doesn't work like that. You have to put in some work. You have to put in some money. You have to put in some time. You have to put in some effort. Nothing is free. Let's start there. When you see free, you know there's always some underline, right? When we see free, it's either not going to be up to standards, it's not going to be up to par with what we expect. If it's free, let's start there. Number two, the value is not going to be there. The value is not going to be there. It's free. Now, sometimes you will get lucky, you'll get some value, but that's rare. Don't go into anything not expecting not to invest. Anything in your life, you have to invest something. Like I said, whether that's time, money, there's something you're going to have to exchange for what you're getting in return. And think about the quality of what you're getting. I'm all about quality. I don't mind paying if it's quality. So same with information. If you're getting some information that's going to be of value to you and it's quality and it's worth it, pay for it if you want to know it and that person knows it. Pay for it. It's worth it. It's kind of like paying to go to college. Same difference. If you want something and you find it valuable and you feel like it's going to bring value to your life, pay for it. Make a sacrifice. We all do things. We go to the movies. We go out to eat. We do all these things but when it comes to our business or our goals, we don't have time, right? We don't have money. That's the stuff I'm talking about. Go into starting to work on achieving your goals with a positive mindset. With, I don't know what I'm gonna have to sacrifice if I gotta save $10 a week until I'm able to afford this course because I really need to learn more about podcasting, or whatever it is that you want to do, invest in it. Invest in it. Don't be afraid to invest in it. Another highlight from this season, and I talked about this with one of my guests, is keeping promises. Making sure that you're a person of your word. Whatever you say you're going to do, do it. Don't be the person that we're like, oh, she always says that. She never comes through. If I'm not going to be somewhere, if I'm not going to do something, I try my best to let people know. I try my best to let people know, because keep your promises. And, you know, we have all these expectations for God and other people. But one thing about God, he always keeps his promises. He keeps his promises. He just doesn't work on our time. And that was the highlight of this season for me, is just learning how to be patient, learning how to wait, learning that I'm not going to make $1 million overnight, that I have to stay the course, that I have to, you know, learn what I need to learn so that I can teach other people. No matter how much I try to get away from my calling, one of my callings, I'm going to say one of them, because I feel like we can have multiple things that we're good at. It always comes back, whether it's what I'm doing now as an entrepreneur, you know, or what I'm doing later, it always comes back. So it's kind of like everything that you're doing or you have done in your life, if you think about it, you're using some of those traits, whether you learn them at a job, whether you learn them at school, wherever you learn them, you're using some of those traits in some capacity. And so whatever you're doing now, make sure you're giving 100% at whatever you're doing, because you never know when you're going to use those skills. You may not be happy doing what you're doing now, but if you cultivate those skills, I guarantee you, you're going to be using some of those skills later on. No matter what it is that you want to do, you're going to be using it. Because I just believe that everything works together for your good. And so sometimes when we're in the moment and when we're really going through, we don't see it. We can't see it. We can't see it because we're not there yet. We're in it. And that can be one of the most difficult things in your life to be going through. Like, you're in it, so you can't really see it. It feels like nothing's getting better. It feels like you're not accomplishing anything. But just trust and believe that it all works out. That it all works out. Now, y'all know I just had a birthday this month. And this month has been great. This month has been great. This month was a good month for me. But this month was also mental health month, because it is May. When I'm recording this, it's May. It'll be June when you guys listen. But it was mental health month. And so one of the things that, you know, I did was make sure that I brought people on and we talked about mental health. Another thing I did was I attended a mental health event. Actually, it was one of the guests that I had on early on this season. She had an event for mental health. But all in all, I just thought about how, you know, we create these safe spaces for women and men to share their feelings and to talk about self-care and to talk about mental health. But the Taurus in me, with some people, because not everything is a mental health issue, and not everything is a self-care issue, not everything is something you need to go to therapy for. There are some people that literally just need, and this is where life coaching comes in, they literally just need like a strategic plan. They need structure. They need a system. They need somebody to tell them what to do. And so there's times when we really need people to be like, put up or shut up, right? Stop talking about what you're going to do. Let me help you get a plan and do it. Like, some of us just need that tough love. And there's a lot of you out here that are probably listening that's probably what you need. Okay. There may be another group of you that need therapy, but there's a group that there's some stuff that you're doing, but you just need a little bit of structure and you need somebody to tell you. I call it tough love. Put up or shut up. Like, stop talking about it. and just do it. Because it gets annoying. I'm sure your family, your friends, your significant other, they're tired of hearing it because they're like, are you going to do the shit or are you not going to do it? Like, stop talking about it and just figure out how you're going to get it done. And I'm that type of person, like, there's certain things right now that I want to accomplish that I'm just like, you know what? I'm not saying this shit no more. I'm not playing it over my head. I'm not writing shit else down. I just need to fucking do the shit. I need to figure out how to get it done. And sometimes we have to be that hard on ourselves because there's so many people that want you to like tiptoe around everything and don't say that because that's mean and don't be so hard on me. But the truth, let's be honest, a lot of us need tough love. We need the tough love because if not, we're going to stay in that planning phase that, oh, I'm going to do it. Oh, I want to do this. Oh, you're talking big shit when you're around people. You're talking about all this and that and you're doing this and that, but do it. Just do it. So what I want to do is I wanted to make sure I end this season with challenging you to just do it. Just do it or shut up. Because why are we talking about it if you're not going to do it? Just do it. Just get it done. All those notes that you have in your notebook, all those conversations that you're having with your friends, and you want people to validate what you're saying. You want people to affirm you. You want people to pat you on the back. You want people to praise you. But get it done. Like, get it done. Nobody should have to coddle you. Nobody should have to walk and hold your hand. Like, we're all adults that are out here trying to make stuff happen. And if you're really trying to make it happen, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. I just wanted to end the season on that note. Another thing is, if you're out there and you've enjoyed the podcast and you want to come on, I've read comments on YouTube. I thank you guys for subscribing. Thank you guys for following me on Instagram. If you're interested in coming on, just shoot me a DM. I would like to look at your profile just to see, you know, what you have going on. I may ask you what's going on. And I'm gonna say this. I had somebody message me. First off, they sent me a message, but for some reason, my messages are going to the request. And so I didn't see it. And so they commented on a picture like, hey, can I be a guest on your podcast or not? Let me know what I need to do, right? So I actually went to my DM and I seen their message, original message. I said, hey, you know, can you tell me what it is that you do? Blah, blah, blah. So this person says, oh, well, you viewed my stuff, so you should know what I do. It's on my Instagram. I do a lot of things and it's on my Facebook. Y'all, I get it. Like, I really try my best to be nice to people, but it's just like, first of all, you're rude. You're rude. Let's start there. Why would I want you on my platform if you're going to be rude? Like, I just ask you a question, what you do. To be honest with you, we all go on Instagram and we click stories, right? We go on Facebook and we click stories. Do y'all tell me, do y'all go on people's page and like, just like really like research? Sometimes I'm just like literally pushing through. So it may show you that I looked at every one of y'all stories because I'm clicking, trying to get to the next story. So just because I view your story doesn't mean that I'm like watching your stuff. Like, I almost want to block this person because they really low key pissed me off. Because it's like, you think out of all the Instagram users on Instagram and Facebook, just because someone's views your story, they like watching your every move? Because they're really not. They're probably just clicking through. Because it don't matter if you like click for a second or click off. It's going to show that you view the story. But what I'm saying all that to say, like, if you want to go on someone's platform, like, be nice about it. Like, let's be professional. Let's be cordial. Let's just be professional and cordial. Because I really don't want you on my platform if you're going to be... First of all, you're getting added. Maybe... maybe I said this because before I typed anything, I just liked the message because I'm like, maybe I'm reading the message wrong. I'm gonna let my husband read it later. Maybe I'm reading the message wrong. But anyway, just be courteous. Like, I always try to be professional, and you know, I like to have a certain type of person on my platform. And so I'm very I'm not gonna say picky, but I'm like about who I have on my platform. Like, I like to really just check people out and feel out their vibe. So that's it. That's all. So if you ask me to come on or you inquire about coming on, just, you know, I'm just asking what you do, just so I can make sure that you're a good fit for my audience. Because I only want to bring you guys value. I only want people that's going to add value to the platform, right? Make sure you guys leave a comment below. Let me know what you think. This is my first time on this set by myself. So it felt a little weird. Because I know my first season, when I did all the episodes by myself, I was in my other room. So this is different. It's a little lonely on the couch. It's a little lonely on the couch. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, leave your comments, like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you guys in season 3. Peace.
Well, guys, that concludes our episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Allow Yourself Grace podcast. For additional information about today's episode, please click the link in the show notes below. To learn more about our Grace Girls community and other resources we have to offer, head over to www.allowyourselfgrace.com. Until next time, Grace Girls, I love you all, be blessed, and continue to strive for success.